Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because we're diving into one of the most important grammar topics in the entire German GCSE, adjectives. Once you crack this, you'll be adding marks in your writing, your speaking, and even your reading and listening papers. So let's get started. Section 1. What are adjectives and why do they matter? Adjectives are describing words. In English, we say a big house or an interesting film, and the adjective never changes. But in German, and this is the key thing, the adjective ending changes depending on three things: the gender of the noun, the case it's in, and whether you're using a definite article, like der, die, das, an indefinite article, like ein, einer, ein, or no article at all. So instead of just saying ein großes Haus, which is wrong, you need to say ein großes Haus, a big house. That little S ending, that's what earns you marks in the exam. Section 2. The three groups of adjective endings. Group 1. After a definite article, that's der, die, das, or die for plural. The rule is, in the nominative case, the ending is almost always E. So der alte Mann, the old man. Die schöne Frau, the beautiful woman. Das kleine Kind, the small child. And in the plural, die interessanten Bücher, the interesting books. Once you move to accusative and dative, most endings become en. Group 2. After an indefinite article, ein, einer, ein, or kein, mein, dein, and so on. In the nominative, the endings need to show the gender. So, ein großer Mann, a big man. Eine schöne Frau, a beautiful woman. Ein kleines Kind, a small child. The masculine gets ER, the feminine gets EA, and the neuter gets ES. That's the adjective doing the job of showing gender. Group 3, no article at all. This happens with things like kalter Kaffee, cold coffee, or frisches Brot, fresh bread. Here, the adjective has to carry all the gender information itself. The endings look very similar to the definite article endings. Section 3. Comparative and superlative forms. To make a comparative in German, you add ER to the adjective. So schnell becomes schneller, faster. Klein becomes kleiner, smaller. Many common adjectives add an umlaut as well. So groß becomes größer, bigger. Alt becomes älter, older. Jung becomes junger, younger. Warm becomes wärmer, warmer. For the superlative, you use am plus the adjective plus sten. So am schnellsten, the fastest, am größten, the biggest, am ältesten, the oldest. Now, the irregulars. You absolutely must know these. Gut, good, becomes besser in the comparative, and am besten in the superlative. Viel, much or many, becomes mehr and am meisten. Hoch, high, becomes hoher and am höchsten. And nah, near, becomes näher and am nächsten. These are the ones that trip candidates up every year, so get them memorised. Section 4. Using adjectives in context, the four skills. In your listening exam, you'll hear adjectives used to describe people, places and things. Listen carefully for the endings. They can help you identify gender and case. Watch out for near cognates like interessant, interesting, and modern, modern. These are your friends. But beware of false friends too. Sympathisch doesn't mean sympathetic, it means likeable or nice. In your speaking exam, adjectives are your secret weapon for boosting your mark. Instead of saying ich habe ein Haus, I have a house, say ich habe ein modernes Haus in einer ruhigen Straße, I have a modern house in a quiet street. That's the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7. Prepare a bank of impressive adjectives before your exam. Beeindruckend, impressive. Abwechslungsreich, varied. Umweltfreundlich, environmentally friendly. In your reading exam, adjectives help you understand descriptions and opinions. If a text says die schlechteste Erfahrung, the worst experience, you need to recognise that schlechteste is the superlative of schlecht, bad. Knowing your comparatives and superlatives will unlock meaning in texts that would otherwise confuse you. In your writing exam, adjectives are worth marks in two ways. First, they show range of vocabulary. Second, they demonstrate grammatical accuracy. Examiners specifically look for correct adjective agreement. If you write ein interessanter Film instead of ein interessanter Film, that's an error that will cost you accuracy marks. So always check what gender is the noun, what case is it in, what article is being used. Section 5. Exam tips and common mistakes. Tip 1. Learn adjective endings in chunks, not in isolation. Practice with real phrases. Ein schöner Tag, a beautiful day. Der alte Bahnhof, the old train station. Mit einem freundlichen Lehrer, with a friendly teacher. Tip 2. Don't forget the umlaut in comparatives. This is the single most common mistake in GCSE German writing. Groß becomes größer, not grosser. Alt becomes älter, not alter. The umlaut is part of the word and examiners will mark it wrong without it. Tip 3. Predicate adjectives, adjectives after sein, to be, don't take endings. So das Haus ist groß, house is big, has no ending on groß. But das große Haus, the big house, does. This trips up a lot of candidates who add endings where they're not needed. Tip 4. Use a variety of adjectives. Examiners credit range of vocabulary. Try außergewöhnlich, extraordinary. Vielfältig, diverse. Nachhaltig, sustainable. Lebhaft, lively. Tip 5. In your 150-word higher writing task, aim to use at least one comparative and one superlative. Something like, Berlin ist größer als München, aber meiner Meinung nach ist München die schönste Stadt in Deutschland. Berlin is bigger than Munich, but in my opinion, Munich is the most beautiful city in Germany. That single sentence demonstrates comparative, superlative, correct adjective agreement, and an opinion with justification. That's exactly what the mark scheme rewards. Section 6. Quickfire recall quiz. Pause the podcast and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the adjective ending for a masculine noun in the nominative case after der? The answer is er, der alte Mann. Question 2. How do you say a beautiful woman in German using eine? Eine schöne Frau. The ending is F for feminine nominative after an indefinite article. Question 3. What is the comparative of gut? Besser. Irregular. You must memorize it. Question 4. How do you say the most interesting film in German? Der interessanteste Film. Question 5. What ending does an adjective take after mit, which takes the dative, with a masculine noun? The answer is N, mit einem alten Mann.